I took umbrage with his words. I went out to the kitchen and opened up the top drawer. Saw the bread knife glisten. My face reflected in the steel. I wrapped it up in a tea towel and went back to the sitting room where I met his big deep scowl. He said, "Are you gonna sulk now?" I said, "It's something I won't do." And grabbing the remote control, he turned on the midday news. 10 people killed in Singapore. A hotel razed to the ground. I stood behind the armchair and stared down at his big bald crown. He said, "I've gone to see the man. I'm signing papers here today. And by the end of this week, I want you to go away. Go back to your old man. I hear he loves you very dear. But I've no regret to say, there's no longer place for you here." He did his crossword puzzle. I stared down at his turkey neck, and with my right hand by my side, I pushed it down upon his back. But the only sound came from outside, up against the window pane. I saw the east wind had just brushed the early afternoon rain. And now I am in Singapore, and I really have to say, they've built that big hotel again, and it's looking really great. He lies on 7 building sites, under foundation stones he lays. His only friends are sewer pipes, his bones have welded with the clay.